We have a very remarkable story called Kamtzah bar Kamtzah. I wanted to point out to you a few things about Kamtzah bar Kamtzah. Who's the guilty party in Kamtzah bar Kamtzah? It's a complicated story, and it ends with the Churban of Yerushalayim. So who's the guilty party? So, the first thing, person invites the wrong fellow, and bar Kamtzah shows up. He's a terrible enemy of this anonymous person who's the host of the party, whose name is not even mentioned. Very interesting. And Bar Kamtzah is very excited and very thrilled that the war is over and that he made the overture, he made the first move, and it's a gvaldik moment because there's a lot of prestige. Chachamim are there, it's a very important event, and he is being invited. Mistumah, not everybody was invited. And he's one of the people who are seicha to an invitation. And for him, this is mamish the highlight of his life. He comes in, and the minute that the host, whose name we don't know, sees him, he says, "What are you doing here? Get out." So the first thing he says, "Listen, I'll pay for the food that I eat. Nishkefelach, you know, it's not going to cost you anything. Let me stay. It's an embarrassment for me to leave." He says, "No, absolutely not. Out you go." Now that embarrassment, he could have just snuck out of the door and listen, you're mechuyev to be there the whole time. But he felt, you know, he felt very hurt. So he decided to offer half the meal, half of the whole party expense. He says, "No, I'll pay for everything." "No." And then it says in the Gemara that he grabbed him grabbed him physically and he shoved him out the door. As he's passing all of these chachamim that are doing absolutely nothing, he says, "Midolomichu chachamim, shmaming adolomichu," and therefore he's going to get even with them. Very interesting. So he's going to get even with them. He gets even with them by making this whole bilbul about the korban, and then he says that the Romans are not concerned about such a mum. For them, it's not a problem. They were makriv these kind of animals on their mizbechos to their avodah zaras. And therefore, he was able to find that little subtlety where, on the one hand, the Romans would think it's a perfectly good korban. Why aren't you being makriv it? And they would come to the conclusion that you're not being makriv it because that's an act of rebellion against us, which, of course, brought down the ire of the Romans, and the rest, of course, is what happened. But according to the halacha, it is a mum. And so now the question is, we're caught between a rock and a hard place, what should we do? If we're not makrivit, we have the anger of Rome to contend with. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but l'maisa there's a viksakon. So it's a kind of a pikuach nefesh. On the other hand, that you should say, you makriv mumen al gabe amizbeach, that's also a terrible thing. So the question is, what do we do, l'maisa? What do we do? So the Gemara says that the Zechariah ben Avkulus was the one who jumped up and said, "You cannot be makriv the korban," and the rest is history. So the Gemara says, "And the sonusa shel Zechariah ben Avkulus sechriva." The Magoin comments that "And the sonus of Zechariah ben Avkulus was misplaced." The halacha is that in dini nefashos, which this was because it was that kind of a question, maschilim minatzad. So you go to the lowest one. Zechariah ben Avkulus was all the way on the top. And when he said something, everybody just copied him. They just listened to him. This is an open and shut case. We can't do anything. We're not allowed to be makriv about mum. Masha'ein Cain, if he would have waited his turn, because he really was the gadol, so maschilim and atzad, you start actually from the lowest. But he thought he was the lowest, so he jumped in and he said his opinion. So on the sanuso shel of Zechariah ben Avkulus, akrivas mikdashay.
So who is the guilty party? So we have a choice. We have the host, we have Bar Kamtzah, we have the Chachomim who were not Moicha, and we have, of course, the Zechariah ben Avkulus. So I just wanted to make very clear, number one, that in all of this, Bar Kamtzah is guilty beyond anything else. There's no comparison to the guilt of Bar Kamtzah in any of the others. Zechariah ben Avkulus, you have to know who you are. It's very interesting. Chachamim are telling us in this Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us, that when a person doesn't know who he is, a manik who does not know who he is sakonas nefashos. Very, very big yisoid. Yifkoyed Hashem alekei ruch l'chobos yish al ha'eidah. Ish Aloida, Sheyetzel Lefnem, Vasheyod, Vasheyetzim, Vasheyavim. You have to know that you're the Ish Aloida. You have to know that you're the Rosh HaSanhedrin. You have to know that you are the number one. You have to know that your opinions count. The way you say it is critical. And at that moment, Anivus is Sakonos Nefashos. Of course, Loi Michu Chachamim, the Marsha wonders, why weren't they Meichem? He says that they were probably chanfening this fellow, you know. Why were they invited? And this opens up a whole, you know. We don't need too much imagination to understand what kind of Chachdor Sheshayfid and Shayfda there are people who are Pnei Ador Kepnei Akelev, like the famous Moshul, the dog runs ahead, but he actually is turning around always to see where the owner is going, and that's where they run ahead of. So that's really not leadership, that's following. But it's following in the guise of leadership, which is a tragedy in its own right, of tremendous proportions. And of course, Hanifa allows that a person should be able to do, there's nobody to be moicha, there's nobody to give musar, there's nobody to challenge. The same person could rob a bank and he'll get shishi for sure the next Shabbos. This is a tragedy of the Rabbonis, and sometimes that tragedy of Rabbonis is created by Balabatim, not just by the Rabbon. Because I don't have to finish the sentence. You know, it depends how you understand what a manik is. It's not just the manik's business, it's also the people's business. V'yot yana gazot, I think somebody came to the tzanzer, I believe, and he said he had a cholim that he became a rebbe. So he says, well, the people have to have that cholim.
Then, of course, you have the person who was the host. Shteitzach, that, you know, there's an amazing tshuva in the Mincha Shloimeh, where Shloimeh Zalman, Lemaise, he doesn't paskin the shayim. But just the fact that he talks that way and is analyzing it that way is Meraf Sin Igra, Mamish. He asks, the Rabbeinu Yoino says that every one of the Yohari Val Yavas has an Abizrayu that is not exactly Ritzicha, for example, but it's like Ritzicha, and it's Mashma from him, Sayin Shari Tshuva and Sayin the Pirish and Mishnayis, that it's Yohari Val Yavas. And that is Malvin Pnei Chaveru Barabin, because it's Kilu Shoyfech Dom. So many storm right, whenever it says Kilu, that means it's not Shoyfech Dom. I mean, how could you say that he's Yehorik Val Yaver? A guy comes, puts a gun to a person's head, says, I don't want you to kill him. Just embarrass the wits out of him in public. So according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, as many understand it, he's Mechuyev to give up his life, because it's Kilu Shoyfech Dom. 10 minutes later. So that's a Tchias HaMesim, so to speak, but right now you were a Shoyfech Dom. Anyhow, V'ezol Nirzayin, based on that Rabbeinu Yoina, as it is understood in that way, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, if something is Pikuach Nefesh, everybody knows it can be Mechal Shabbos. So this is the example that I give till I give that. There are two people that are arguing vehemently, they hate each other, and they're arguing vehemently, and they're sitting next to each other Friday night in Shul. And somebody's right behind them who can't get involved with them, but he can't stop them. But he knows that in 10 seconds, in a minute, the conflagration will erupt to the point where one of them is going to say something really horrible about his fellow in front of the entire shul. Malvim pnei chaveru barabim l'chol adeyos. And there's only one solution. The solution is to turn off the lights. In the chaos and the tumult about turning off the lights went out. Everything stops and this will... He knows that this is going to be Mevatel the Kaas, and maybe it'll continue on another time. But right now, he solved the problem. Is he allowed to do it? It's Mavish, I mean, so if it wasn't a plumber's almond, I mean, all right, listen, you know, people think. Lemaisi, he says, maybe in a Drabon, Lemaisi remains with a Tzarchi. But the mere fact that he can hear such a thing. So if you're talking about something that could be a Yehorik Val Yavas, something that might even be a Tzad to say could be Mechal Shabbos, and this person picks him up and throws him out, Abadi, he's very, very guilty. So you have everybody here is guilty. Everybody's guilty. And it's interesting that it needs the accumulation of all that guilt to create that consequence. Because if any one of those stages wasn't there, it would never have happened. But Kamsa... I mean, Bar Kamsa. Kamsa is just the person that should have gotten. But Bar Kamsa is guilty of destroying the Beis HaMikdash.
That's a kind of rishus that is mind-boggling. But there's one more thing that I wanted to suggest. There's a point within this chazal that sometimes gets lost. And that is that just like Bizman Sha'isim Mitzayin Shal Makim, there's an unbelievable amount of Siyata Dishmaya. Amdu Zarim Verot Zanchem, etc. So too, when there's a hest upon him to the extreme, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is Chaykek Gzeira, then the trigger of the biggest disaster could be a Kleinigkeit. What would it have taken for the Rebbeinu Shlom to steer the postman, the mailman, to the right address? What would it have taken? Nothing. What would have happened if he read a little bit more carefully what it said on the invitation and looked at the door and it says Mishpachas whatever and it says there Mishpachas Bar Kamtza? And he says, oh no, that's not Kamtza. So where does Kamtza live? Wait a minute. That's all. And none of this would have happened. It's an amazing aura. You know, the Churban, the Gedolei Olam, so many people are in certain circles, Das Torah is taken for granted, and you know, can't ask me any kashas. So Das Azam be Das Torah. By the way, Das Torah is very complicated. I heard once that I think it was originally from Rav Gifter. There was a Yid who was a Goyin Otzum and a Tzaddik Yisrael Olam by the name of Rav Mordechai Pagramansky, Zichrono Livracha. He was Nifta very young. He started out, I don't know if you could call him a Baal Tshuva, but he started out with, he read every book in the world, every philosophy, everything. And somebody inspired him and he became at a relatively mature young age, but he became the top Talmud in Tells overnight. He was an Ilui Otzel. And he became a Tzaddik Nifla, who's Zahirus. And glad I have a personal keshet to him, believe it or not. Actually, he held me in his arms, even though I was not old enough to be aware of it. I was only a year old. But Rav Mordechai Pagramansky, my mother's Zichrono Livracha, he would never eat except from her cooking. Which is santna mensch. He was a person that would never sit down in a chair unless he was totally convinced that there was no shakas. I mean, you can't imagine the zehirus in mitzvahs of this person. Anyhow, someone once came over to him and asked him for his Das Torah about something. So he says, I cannot give you, that's what I heard, I was not witness to this, and I don't hear it, I don't know it firsthand, and I didn't speak to someone who himself heard it firsthand. By me it's already klishlishi clear with thee. But that's what they repeat. That he said, I cannot give you Das Torah, I can just give you an Eitzah. Why can't I give you Das Torah? Because I can't be secure that what I'm telling you comes from unadulterated, pure Torah sources. Because since it was ungesapt and ungelernt, all kinds of things, so Hagam that now, he's erased all of that, so to speak, and he follows the derech of Yisrael Sova, but to say that he has Das Torah, basically. If you want Das Torah, he said, go to the Birka Shmuel, go to Reb Baruch Ber. He is pure. They tell a mice about the Birka Shmuel, this I already heard, from my Shvet, so a nephew of the Birka Shmuel, who heard it from him. That when he was studying Russian, there was one point he was a Rav, and they made the requirement that he has to learn Russian. Birka Shmuel was a genius of geniuses. With my Zaydev, the Shver's father, used to learn 17 Blat Gemara in Ein Shos, in one sitting. 17 Blat Gemara with the Birka Shmuel. I mean, you're talking about, it's also a tremendous hachacha on the Zaydev, but the Haradaka Rav, the Belio Ben Sion Garber. But Lamaisa, they are talking about super geniuses. He came, he was a youngster, he already had finished Shas when he came to Reb Chaim. And he was saying huge pieces of Torah. That person could not, it didn't go into his head, the Russian. The Russian did not, it didn't go. Skatenished. He says, that's the person that you have to go to for Das Torah. What am I trying to tell you? Those people who accept Das Torah and the idea of Das Torah, they have no kashas. But there are some people that are mafatbik. What do you mean Das Torah? And who has Das Torah? So they point, every last one of them points to the Holocaust. And all those chachomim that told you to do this and that and whatever, and it mamish led to the worst of consequences. So some people try to enter that it wasn't the worst of it, whatever it is. My feeling is that this kind of raya is mufrach min neyubeh. and couldn't possibly tell you ki hu zeh about das Torah. And you know why? The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for Yavne v'chachamel. So the Gemara asks Akasha, he had aspasionis, he was in his good graces, you know, if I'm melech, ad hashto, my loyosis, kamoi, etc., etc. So what do you want? He should have asked for Yerushalayim. He should have asked for the Beis HaMikdash. He should have gone for broke. What is he asking Yavne v'chachamel? So the Gemara has two terutz. One terutz is tafasta meruba loy tafasta. You can't. You're going to ask for something that he's not willing to give. You're not even going to end up with Yavne v'chachamel. So he was a tremendous chacham. Some say that that's why he said at the end of his life, Shnei Shdrochim Lefonai Veini Yodeya Be'ezamiyam, because who knows if he was right. The other one says, the Pasuk says, Meshiv Chachomim Ochor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blinds the Chacham when he wants the consequences of his Zerah to be fulfilled. If he wants that the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash should take place, if Yerushalayim Rachmana Litzlan needs to be destroyed, if those millions of people need to be killed, nothing is going to stop the Zerah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the biggest Chacham is going to lose all of his Chachmah and all of his Das. So there's no Kasha and Das Torah. Because the blindness that set down on the world at that time was Rachmana Litzlan to guarantee a churban of the most unbelievable proportions. And I'll tell you something else. We speak about the mailman. How many times could Hitler have been killed and he wasn't? How many times could Hitler not have been Oyle L'Gedula and he wasn't? Who was he altogether? How many people felt, how many people had a havamina that the Nazis would ever come to power? Now the teretz is, as the Eibishter v'chasmet akzeira, that's nothing to talk about. There's nothing more to say. So you can't bring rayas from such a thing. Punkfaka. That's a raya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha. There's hashkocha and test upon him. The hashkocha is the opposite. So this mailman, he could have delivered the letter and nothing would have happened if he gave it to Kamtza. Just that little knetch from a Kamtza and a Bar Kamtza. And he couldn't read the script. Man had a doctor's handwriting. And he couldn't read the script. And he delivered it to Bar Kamtza. And the rest is where we are right now today. We should be zoicha that the hest upon him should be a thing of the past. And the zechus of our Torah and our mitzvahs and our yira shamayim and our da'as Torah idea. Bring the Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehelo v'yameinu amen.